Hi, this is Bob Barney with the Plain Truth Today broadcast, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And you can get to this site, of course, by going to theplaintruthtoday.com or to theplaintruth.com and then click on the podcast channel. Today is going to be more of a advertising of what's going to be this week on the Plain Truth Today, because we're devoting a lot of this week to health issues, farming, agriculture, organic, non-organic, maybe something better than organic. And it's going to do a rundown on some of the things that we're going to have as shows. Most of these are going to be videos for those who like to see videos instead of listening to my voice. One of the reasons I'm doing this is because President-elect Donald Trump has named Robert Kennedy to a very important position in the White House and a cabinet-level position over the Food and Drug Administration, HHS, and all of that. And I think we're going to see a major improvement, not this stuff that CNN and the mainstream media is trying to feed you, that Robert Kennedy is going to be a bad thing for your health. It's the exact opposite. First of all, number one, he's not an anti-vaxxer. He's an anti-vaccine ingredient type guy and an anti-vaccine that's not necessary type guy. You know, when I was growing up, and I think when a lot of people were growing up, there was just a few vaccines out there. Today, there's a vaccine for everything. If you've got hangnails, you get a vaccine for it. And it's really ridiculous. And when you see some of the ingredients they put into these vaccines, you can see why people are so sick. More people in the last 3 years have been sick because of the COVID vaccine probably than any other thing. And I'm talking about maiming sick. People that are just absolutely really in critical condition in a way, with major life-altering illnesses and diseases and results from the COVID vaccine. And one of the things that we covered on The Plain Truth in the past is how one of the major COVID vaccines out there that is being distributed today was not even approved by the United States government, the FDA. They didn't approve it. They approved a different vaccine by that company, and that company did a bait and switch, and the FDA never, ever came down on them. So tonight, we're going to have a kind of a controversial thing to some people. I try, and I tell you on other shows that I try to eat organic. We go to Whole Foods or other organic type, even Kroger and other stores have organic sections. And I try to eat organic, but the plain truth, and you'll see that in tonight's video, the plain truth is there is a big hoax in organic today. Wasn't the case 5, 6, 7 years ago. But today there is a big hoax, a lot of that brought on by the Biden administration of what they allow. And you're going to see that some organic foods are actually not even in the ground. They're in plastic pots their entire life. They are not really organic by even the standard set by the USDA. It's bribery and corruption. Multi-billion dollar food giants have gotten into the organic business, and they throw around their money. And when you throw around your money, you get your way and you get things that are not good for you. And they call it organic, and the government lets them get away with it. Little farmers try to do the same thing, and the government comes down to them with a SWAT team and a bunch of swastikas. Like the Amos Miller farm up in Pennsylvania, when they were raided by the USDA and then later by the state of Pennsylvania. And these people do nothing but provide wholesome foods, the kind of foods you, if you're my age, you grew up eating, and maybe that's why you live to be my age. I'm 69 and a half years old, and I'm in pretty good shape, even though I'm overweight a bit. But I exercise every day. I have a lot of stamina. I work in my business, my real business, and other than the Sabbath day, I work a good 6 days a week, many, many hours a day. And so what we used to grow up eating was real food. And today it's not real food. And it's turning out now, as to tonight's program, you're going to see that even the organic food that you're buying today and paying all this ungodly amount of money for is not even real organic food. And in some cases, not even real food probably either. And then Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning, our 7-Eleven brief is going to continue on the organic situation, and it's called Organic Food Myths, and it's about a 6 or 7 minute video that goes over some of the myths about organic foods. Some of it I'd agree with, some of it I don't, but you got to keep your mind open, because any time that you have money involved in any health care type thing, you're going to have graft, corruption, and in some cases, the mafia. I'll give you a small, side note here. Olive oil. I think, in my opinion, you're a fool if you buy real Italian olive oil. Because real Italian olive oil over the years have been found to be adulterated with none other than canola oil and other seed oils that they make, or they stretch their olive oil crop with something much, much cheaper, and they can get high dollars for it. And so if you're going to get olive oil, I only buy, and we've had many articles on The Plain Truth telling you this, buy only 100% California organic olive oil. And there are, you know, California's a wacko state, but they got some good organic laws, and they also have some good farms that practice some good things. And the olive oil, the organic California. Now, we buy a particular brand that used to be always California, but now you got to read the label, because it'll say from Peru, Argentina, and, you know, out the world. You want 100% organic California olive oil. And the reason it's got to be California is because California has organic laws concerning olive oil that it cannot be adulterated. You know, and you go to Italy, you got the mafia, you got all kinds of organized crime, you got corrupt politicians, and the truth is they have been found to adulterate their olive oil with other kinds of oil. And by the way, just for those who do not know this, canola oil is absolutely a poison to your body. It's the last, I think you should have corn oil before you have canola oil. And the idea that you can have organic canola oil is absolutely a joke. And if you ever saw canola oil, which is really rape seed oil from Canada, it gets its name canola because it's Canadian oil, but it's a Canadian plant. And it's actually, if you ever saw it being made, it would turn your stomach and you'd never take it. But that is what a lot of the adulteration of the Italian olive oil is about. We only buy 100% California olive oil. Tuesday morning, like I said, we're going to do more of organic food myths, because there's a lot of food things that's going on now called organic, and they're not organic in any way. They're not good for you. They're not healthy for you. And all they're doing is robbing your pocketbook out of good hard cash. And we don't want that. So the other thing I'd like to say here on about the Tuesday morning show, or just about the organic in general, like I was saying earlier, I kind of got sidelined, that when you bring in big business and big money, they have the money to make the federal government change what they make you do. They get away with murder. Many times it's really murder. So Tuesday noontime, tomorrow's noontime show, is why no-till farming is a farce. You know, the big thing that happened after the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl of the 1920s and 30s, especially the 30s, out west, where we lost a lot of our crop land because the topsoil blew off in the Great Dust Bowl, and it was a drought followed by high winds. And there were clouds that would black out the sky. You see pictures of it if you watch some of the old movies. That even came as far east as Washington, D.C., and blanketed Washington, D.C. in darkness. And so what modern farmers in the 1940s and 50s started learning, that if they practiced no-till farming, they could stop the erosion of their crops. I'm sorry, of their topsoil, and therefore have better crops, or not lose their land entirely. And so what they would do is they would use a weed killer to kill the weeds. They would use a planter, let's say it's corn, and they would plant corn without tilling their land. They may loosen it up a little bit with some forks or something like that, but they don't even do that today. And then they planted the corn, and then they would go back and fertilize that corn with liquid chemical fertilizer, because you cannot use manure if you're not going to till, because that's how you get E. coli. E. coli is another name for human, I'm sorry, not human, but just in general, another name for feces. you know, the SHT product. And that's really what it should be called, and people wouldn't think it. It's benign. E. coli is just feces. And if you're going to do no-till farming and you put feces on top of the land, manure on top of the land, and the crops grow through it, and you're going to eat that crop, you're going to get E. coli poisoning. Hence, you see E. coli stories all the time. It don't only come from people not washing their hands. It can also come from actually no-till farming when they try to use manure. And so any modern farm, these modern industrial farms, they do no-till farming, but they never use manure. They use chemical, sterilized, neutral fertilizers and herbicides to grow their crops. And eventually the soil becomes totally depleted. And yes, it never blows away, but it's also totally depleted of any nutrients. And that is why today we did a show a couple of weeks ago where a lot of the foods that you eat today have up to 30 and 40% less vitamins and minerals than the same foods did in 1960. And that's because the ground is void of the nutrients that needs to grow good crops. So why no-till farming is a farce? Because the truth of the matter is, and I don't know what you would do with the big farms, because there is a problem with the high winds in the Midwest, in the West especially, causing soil erosion. But when you don't till the farm, the soil, you can't use real cow manure, real chicken manure, which is the best fertilizer for the ground there is. And if you want to eat good food and you want to eat nutritious food, you really want to go to a farm that's raising vegetables and using corn. I'm sorry, vegetables like corn or tomatoes or squash or anything that they plow chicken and cow manure deep down, so it adds nutrients to the soil, but it doesn't come back and haunt you with E. coli. Then Tuesday night, we're going to change direction just a little bit off organic, non-organic, and what's in your what farmers do. We're going to have an RFK Jr. with Mark Hyman, a 1.5 hour, I believe, video. And the topic is the number one cause of diabetes and illness in general. And he's going to really come down big time on what this calls seed oil, corn oil, vegetable oil, sesame oil, anything that comes out of a seed, peanut oil. These, he claims, and I think a lot of research proves, is one of the leading causes of inflammation, something that, you know, we talked about last week about inflammation in the body. It's a biblical curse from Deuteronomy 28, what happens when you don't follow God's laws. One of God's laws, by the way, that we're supposed to follow is every seventh year, you're supposed to let the particular lot you're growing in lay fallow and just grow grass or whatever it's going to grow. Normally, throw manure on it, throw stuff, vegetables or old stuff on it, humus on it, and let the ground replenish itself. And then God promises you if you do that, in the sixth year, he'll give you double the crops. And you'll have enough crops to make you not use that land the seventh year. And so a lot of people, if they have a big enough farm, and they're growing organically, true organically, what they'll do is they'll move from lot to lot, and every seventh year, one lot is laying fallow, and it's in a way where the land replenishes the nutrients of itself. So that's Tuesday night. You're going to see a very good video with Robert Kennedy just explaining why today, after 50 years of America leading the world at one time, back 50 years ago, we had one of the longest life expectancies. We had great health, very little diseases. And today, I think he says we rank like 38th in the world. I think there's some third world countries that actually have better life expectancy. And today's youthful generation is probably the first generation in 400 or 500 years that will not live as long as their parents. And that's pretty sad when you think about it. With all this modern medicine we supposedly have and modern doctors and AI, whatever that's supposed to really do for medicine, we'll see. But people are not going to be living as long because you have severe obesity in young children today. Something like 40 or 50% of kids under 15 years old are obese, according to the, and that's because of the foods they're eating. They're eating too much sugar and too much seed oil and too much processed foods in general. What you're supposed to be eating is real eggs, real organic type eggs. It'd be nice if you have your own chickens and feed them good organic food and let them free range and eat a lot of bugs and a lot of worms, because that's really what they should be eating. And eat eggs and eat good grass-fed bison, elk, or beef even. A lot of fish, good fish that doesn't have a lot of mercury. Try to find smaller fish if it's ocean fish. Or go to places like get fish out of Europe where they really do not have coal-powered power plants. That's where the mercury comes from in the fish that you eat. Smaller fish in the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean, like sardines or anchovies, are very low in mercury, but they're very high in omega-3 oils, which are good for the heart and good for it's good for arthritis, it's good for inflammation. So, you know, fish should be a part of your diet. You should eat a lot of green and colorful vegetables and fruits. It's really important that each day you have 2 or 3 or 4 different kinds of fruits and 5 or 6 or 7 different kinds of vegetables, real vegetables. We're not talking about breads, or we're not talking about stuff like grains that we make our bread from and stuff like that. We're talking about, like, you should have green peppers, broccoli, cauliflower, lettuce, onions, radishes, all kinds of vegetables, tomatoes, carrots, root vegetables like potatoes, sweet potatoes especially, and I actually have grown to love sweet potatoes, rutabagas, you name it, have a lot of vegetables. I think a lot of your calories should come from both fruits and vegetables. There's a lot of nutrition in it if it's really raised right, if it's raised truly organic. And then you should have, when you're going to eat meats and stuff, you should have meats that is not factory raised. Most beef that you buy in a store is factory raised beef by great big beef conglomerates, that the beef that you're eating are heart attacks on a plate. But if you have 100% grass-fed beef or 100% grass-fed bison or elk or sheep, stuff like that, and you eat that kind of food, like your patriarchs did in the Bible, well, you're not going to have a problem. You're going to have healthy fats. And the other thing you need to stay away from, if it's pre-processed, it's made for you just to heat and eat, it's probably no good for you. Another thing you should look for is how many ingredients in something. You buy a box of something and you look and there's actually 25 ingredients in it. And you know right then when you don't even understand half the words, you know right then that we are not going to have a very healthy meal with that. So one of the things we keep talking about in the Plain Truth and the Plain Truth Today is we do have a separate place to go. You go to theplaintruth.com and you click on Your Health Today. And we have a whole different website that you go to that's called Your Health, The Plain Truth's Your Health Today. And we have all kinds of articles on everything you can think of to deal with your health. How people live longer, what kind of food you should be eating, what kind of food you should not be eating, what is in your foods. One of the shows we're going to have this week, I haven't, as of right now, found the right show. I'm looking at a couple right now, but it's probably going to be Wednesday of this week. What's in the food you're eating? And that's going to really make a lot of people nauseous when they find that one out. I'm in the paint business, and my brother and my father and my brother were in the food business, a food giant like Nestle's, and that's where they worked. And my father retired from there, and my brother retired from there as well after an entire career working at Nestle's. And he would come down and watch me make paint and see me using ingredients in my paint and say, oh, we use that in food. Oh, we use that in food. We used a food grade version, of course. And, you know, food grade version of titanium dioxide, food grade version of carbon black, a food grade version of solvents. Things that you know are cancer causers, you know they're very bad for your health. And that's what's in all of your mainstream, big-time, pre-processed foods that's so easy to make. The 1950s, the American housewife, especially the 50s and 60s, was lulled to sleep by the big businesses that just told them all they had to do was open up a can or just pop a TV dinner into their oven and later on their microwave, and they could feed their family a wholesome, nutritious meal so they could find every or get every disease known to man in it. So that's going to be another story we have later this week, probably Thursday night. We're going to show a video of Rand Paul fighting with another Republican senator over aid for Helene. And when you watch this video, you're going to see what's wrong with even the Republican Party, what's wrong with the rhinos, what's wrong with everybody in politics. Hopefully Donald Trump can solve some of this. It's just that they want to spend money that they do not have, and they keep just saying, let's spend it and let Congress figure out how we're going to get it. And that, as long as that happens, my friends, I'm telling you right now, we're going to see this deficit go from $35 trillion to $40 trillion to $50 trillion. It's going to keep going. The only way we're going to get Congress under control, in my humble opinion, is we're going to have to starve them for money. I believe the IRS has to be abolished. I believe income tax has to be abolished. If you had abolished the income tax and replaced it with a national sales tax, I can think of two things right away, maybe three instantly, why it would be better. First of all, if you didn't have to pay income tax, you had more money to spend, and you would spend more money on goods and services and hopefully buy from other Americans like yourself, companies that are dealing in America or selling American goods or even selling foreign goods, but they're still Americans getting the money, then there is more economy-based driven money than the government just hoarding all of its money and wasting it on stupid DEI programs and every kind of waste you can imagine and every kind of graft and corruption. Most of that, not most probably, but a lot of that money that you send to Uncle Sam goes to line the politicians' pockets. And that's why they pass the rules and to do the research studies that they and give away the money they do to Ukraine. Do you think the $80 or $90 billion that just went to Ukraine is really all going to Ukraine? Do you really believe that? Because I know I don't. I know a lot of that money comes back in campaign contributions and other ways to line the pockets of the politicians taking care of the Ukrainian crooked, corrupt government. And that's the problem. So we need to starve the government, Congress, out of money. So do away with the IRS and do all tariffs and national sales tax. And here's the second thing about a national sales tax. Not only do you not need, 150,000 IRS employees, you have none. You'd be done, that'd be gone. So there's a lot of savings out of the federal budget right there. But the other thing you would have, something you don't have today. Do illegal aliens that are paid under the table pay income tax? No. Do drug dealers who sell drugs for hundreds of billions of dollars in America pay any sales tax? No. When a drug dealer goes out and buys a new $100,000 car, does he pay sales tax? Really? No, because not really. Not to the state, there's a sales tax, maybe, but not to the federal government. So they make all of these billions and maybe $1 trillion of underground money a year that there is no tax being collected by these corrupt individuals. So if you had a national sales tax, even the people who don't pay any tax today would have to pay their fair share. And it would be the real best, most beneficial form of taxation this government could ever go to. Just think a minute. This government went for about 150 years without any income tax, and we never ran a deficit. But within 5 or 6, 7 years of an income tax in the 19-teens, all of a sudden, we were deficit spending, and we never got out of our debt more than a few years at a time. And since my adult years, before Ronald Reagan even became president, I think Ronald Reagan inherited a $5 trillion debt, and I think it went to $7 trillion by the time of Bill Clinton, and I think it stayed about that way until Barack Obama or George Bush II, I think, added it to $11 trillion, and I think Obama brought it to $16 or $17 trillion, and Donald Trump, as good as he did, he still brought it, and they can blame COVID and some other reasons for this, to about $22 trillion, and I believe Biden's gone up to about $35 trillion, and it's just going to get worse. Starve the money, starve the government out of money. And that will be later this week. And then, of course, Friday will be the Friday wrap-up. The plain truth today, and this is the end of this program, the plain truth today is a great place to go to listen to videos or audios of what's going on in the world and maybe some solutions that you think that might be able to help you. And the other thing about theplaintruth.com is you're getting a source of information from many different sources that you're not going to get in one place at all. You'd have to search hundreds of websites to get what we get to you. As plus, you wouldn't get what we give to you of our own making. The commentaries by me or by our people that work for us or people that we know. And that is a lot of that is what is God's part of the news. One of the big things that we try to do with The Plain Truth Today and theplaintruth.com is to show you that God is part of the news. There is no real news without God's corner of that news being explained to people. Certain things God has nothing to do with, but other things God has a lot to do with because he's predicted it in his word called the Bible. And when things happen like that, we try to show you this is something that was mentioned in the Bible and this is what's going to happen in the future. It may not happen in your lifetime. It may not happen in your children's lifetime. But there are certain things that we know by reading the Bible that is going to come true. The Bible is not only the news of the past, but it's also tomorrow's headlines long before anybody knows them. But they can know them if they read the Bible and can understand who the players are. And that's what we try to do with The Plain Truth, is tell you who the players are in the Bible in today's world. And that's how you understand what's going to happen in the future. So until tomorrow, and or I should say tonight's a 7-11 p.m. program, and until tomorrow's programming, I don't think I'll have another show myself until the Friday wrap-up. I may have one Thursday, a short one, but I'm not sure yet. So thank you for listening. We appreciate everything that you do and the letters you send us or emails that you send us, what you like, what you don't like. Remember, this is always free. It's always going to be free. You're never going to hear commercials other than when we play somebody else's programming. If the commercials are embedded, we have to play those commercials. But we ourselves take no money from no one. We are beholden to no one. We tell you the plain truth. So Bob Barney saying thank you for listening. Have a good day. Bye-bye.